lots of stuff happening at the end of the game. I didn't see on the webcast as I was calling the game in my basement at home. But before getting back to the game, actually, what did you see out there, and what made all of this happening after the overtime goal?
You know, I thought we played good 5-on-5. I think when we take penalties, put ourselves in a hole, it's tough. It's obviously going to be tough to win games in this league, but, you know, 5-on-5, I thought we were good. We had structure. We were, you know, getting pucks deep, getting pucks out, stuff like that, all the simple things we need to do. And I think, you know, playing physical like we were pretty much the whole game, I think, you know, kind of frustrated them. So I think that, you know, some things kind of boiled over at the end, or I'm not sure what it was, but hopefully we'll see them in playoffs. And, you know, like I said, it's frustrating for them, frustrating for us to lose that way. But, you know, at least we got 1 point.
I know injuries are part of the game, but losing three of your centermen in the last two games, this is quite something. But you guys were able to work through all of this with the contributions of everybody up front.
Yeah, it's tough. Like you said, it's part of the game. Obviously, you never want to see that, you know, especially in that quantity. But, you know, we have a next man up mentality. So guys stepped up, they filled in, they did what we needed to. And like I said, it was a good battle for 60 minutes.
I know that lots of energy was spent tonight on the ice. Would there be anything else tomorrow night? This is a quick comebacker on the road as well.
Yeah, I think we just got to stick to the same game plan. Play a simple game, play physical, capitalize on any chances we have. You know, just stick to the structure and, you know, play a good team game. Obviously, it's going to be a tough back-to-back with the travel and everything. But, you know, we got to be professionals and come back ready to go tomorrow.
How big was Kevin Poulin the last two games getting you guys through the first period? You guys were behind the eight ball twice from two goals, but he was there to keep the team afloat during two games. He was big out there.
Yeah, he's been great, you know, all season. But, you know, especially last game and tonight, you know, they have, you know, grade A chances, and he's coming up with a big save, and that's exactly what we need from him. So he's been great for us, and, you know, we gotta help him out. But, you know, he's doing exactly what we ask and making the big saves when he needs to.
All right, Corey, thanks for your time.
Yes, Anthony, thanks, Corey. I'll get back with the other player in a few minutes.
Thank you.